Hello fun people, I'm Isaac Carlson, and since Master Oogway created the legendary art of Kung Fu, there have been many Furious Fives assembled. At one point, the Great Master Shifu himself was even a part of one of those teams. But in the Valley of Peace, there is no Five as well known and loved as the one composed of Master Tigress, Viper, Mantis, Crane, and Monkey. I mean, they even were the Furious Five who inspired the Dragon Warrior to pursue a life dedicated to Kung Fu. And for most of their reign, they seemed unstoppable, but during the Age of Po, another collection of masters was brought together to challenge the Five. And today we're going to fully understand the story of that new Furious Five. Now, the new Furious Five was created by a fox known as Master Junji. He studied at the Jade Palace under Master Oogway, and during his path to become a master, he trained with Shifu. Together, Junji and Shifu learned all of the same kung fu skills and techniques. They were raised identically and were both tasked with protecting the Valley of Peace. But Junji had a darkness that grew within him.
Oh, don't listen to Shifu. He's always been a stick in the mud.
While Shifu joined the previous Furious Five and was inevitably allowed to form the current generation of the team, Junji was given no new titles or opportunities by Oogway, leading him to believe that Oogway saw him as second best.
Everyone's a little slow sometimes, right, Junji?
Junji felt like he was existing in Shifu's shadow. He was especially infuriated when he discovered that he would not become the next steward of the Jade Palace. That role would be granted to Shifu. The truth was, though, that Oogway never considered Junji for more responsibility because he sensed rage within him, even before he felt it within himself.
So much anger. This is why Oogway didn't pick you to run the Jade Palace.
Regardless of what Junji desired, though, Shifu deserved to be the master of the Jade Palace. Oogway had raised him since he was a child and showed him a path to become a wise hero. Through all of the students that had betrayed Oogway, Shifu always remained loyal to his teacher and stayed by his side. And even when Shifu's heart was hardened after he failed his son Tai Lung, he was faithful in his commitment to the Valley of Peace. Junji, on the other hand, allowed himself to become jaded and resentful of his failures, which led to him to long for revenge against Shifu. He hoped that someday he could prove that he was better than Oogway's prodigal student, and the way he often tried to accomplish that was by copying and attempting to outdo Master Shifu. You see, after Master Junji left the Jade Palace, he seemingly constructed his own temple, and after Shifu began to raise and train Tai Lung, Junji appears to have followed Shifu lead. Master Junji indoctrinated dozens of snow leopards to be his faithful students, which I think was probably done in hopes of finding an individual who could compete with Tai Lung for the opportunity to be the Dragon Warrior. For most of Tai Lung's life, it seemed like he was destined to be granted the Dragon Scroll by Oogway, but Junji knew that wasn't guaranteed, which meant he had an opportunity to beat Shifu. Of course, though, neither Shifu or Junji's pupils were chosen to be the Dragon Warrior, but Junji's efforts were not wasted. While Junji's snow leopards had failed to seize the unlimited power that was promised from reading the Dragon Scroll, nevertheless, he still used them to build his own Furious Five. You see, unlike Tai Lung, who was able to turn against Shifu, Junji taught each of his own snow leopard students to be blindly loyal to him. The snow leopards only knew a life of kung fu, training, and servitude, which allowed them to become a dangerous army only Junji could control, but they definitely weren't perfect. The snow leopards were often described to be creepy since they never thought for themselves or experienced a life without Junji, and none of them were willing to search for more. Because they refused to think independently, they were also limited to Junji's teachings, meaning if you figured out how to stop one of the snow leopards, you knew how to defeat all of them. That would repeatedly be exploited in the future by the Furious Five. The truth was that Junji's students were the most capable when they could overwhelm their opponents by their numbers, which we got to see when they caught the rogue kung fu master Mei Ling attempting to steal a beautiful silver sword from Junji's temple. You see, Mei Ling was Shifu's ex-girlfriend. They had fallen in love when Shifu was a young prodigy, probably when Master Junji was still at the Jade Palace, another thing that Junji failed to get. But Shifu forced them to go their separate ways when he discovered she was still using her kung fu to steal from the citizens of the Valley of Peace. When Master Junji found Mei Ling within his home, his pupils ferociously and easily defeated her, leaving her in his debt. Unfortunately, the Furious Five, by definition, could only have five members, though, which meant Junji had to choose the most elite members from his temple to create his Furious Five. Although, you can't really tell the difference between any of them since they were built, dressed, and they behaved exactly the same.
I hear one of them's a girl, but which one? Which?
The new Furious Five would only be revealed, though, when the time was right. While Junji slowly developed himself into an evil mastermind, to the Kung Fu world, he remained an ally, allowing him to eventually join the governing body of Kung Fu known as the Sacred Onyx Council. While Junji could have embraced the responsibilities he had always longed for as a member of the Sacred Onyx Council, instead, he threw away all of his honor in hopes of finally rising above Shifu. I mean, he was so prestigious and famous that Po was practically going to pee his pants when he first met him. Junji may have never received the admiration of Master Oogway, but his true successor, the Dragon Warrior, completely adored him. But that didn't satisfy Junji. It was not enough for him to succeed. He was unwilling to stray from any path that would not lead to Shifu's downfall. Master Junji eventually accompanied the council's leader, Master Chao, on an inspection of Shifu and the Jade Palace, and this was when Junji finally acted against his old rival. Once Junji arrived at the Jade Palace, he undermined and sabotaged Shifu's leadership in secret, which led to Master Shifu being stripped of his role as the steward of the Jade Palace. Junji was then granted Shifu's old position and was tasked with bringing the palace back to its former glory. Not knowing that Junji was a guilty culprit in Shifu's downfall, Po and the Furious Five were then bound by their honor by Master Chao to obey Junji. And of course, Master Junji's first command was to disband the current Furious Five, allowing him to introduce his own.
Meet the new Furious Five.
All of the masters of the Jade Palace were ordered to leave. Because Po and the Furious Five believed the palace was in safe hands, they followed his instructions. But Shifu sensed there was something going on within Junji, which brought him to return to the Jade Palace on his own. Much to Junji's delight, his Furious Five fought without honor, allowing the Snow Leopards to successfully defeat Shifu. Junji's enemy was then imprisoned in secret beneath the palace, and across every surface, Junji and his pupils placed memorabilia showcasing Shifu's downfall.
Very nice. Really captures my essence.
At that point, all that was left to do was end Shifu's life, cementing Junji permanently as the rightful ruler of the province. Luckily, Po discovered the truth about Junji and his plans for Shifu, but the Furious Five still refused to face their replacements. They were uninterested in dishonoring themselves and the Jade Palace any further, especially when they struggled to believe that a great master like Junji could have fallen to become evil. So Po went alone and unfortunately failed to stop the new Furious Five. Junji and his masters beat down Po, and it appeared that they were unable to be stopped until the Furious Five returned to save the day. Each member of the Furious Five went head-to-head against the new Furious Five, and while the battle was epic and ferocious, one by one the original team was able to take down each of the masters that stood before them. As for Master Junji, on his way to destroy Shifu, he was defeated by the Dragon Warrior in the catacombs of the Jade Palace. Master Shifu and his Furious Five were allowed to return to their positions as Masters of the Valley of Peace, while Junji and his Furious Five were sent to Chorgam Prison, the prison originally built to imprison Tai Lung. But they would not remain there for long. Junji and his Furious Five eventually returned to the Valley of Peace, but this time, Junji hoped to more tactically take over the Jade Palace. You see, Junji did not immediately reveal his presence in the valley, and instead manifested himself as the spirit of Oogway. By leveraging the respect every master of Kung Fu had for the great master Oogway, slowly Junji was able to manipulate Po and crush Shifu through his new teachings.
You do not need to worry. I'll stay with you and tell you everything you need to do.
Junji pitted Po against Shifu and placed doubts in the Dragon Warrior's mind about what was truly important. Seeds of discontent were sown, leading to Master Shifu to even question whether his time at the Jade Palace was over. Eventually, Shifu determined that he had to allow the next generation of masters to rise above him, so he left the Jade Palace. Feeling guilty for pushing Shifu away, Po went after him, but that action only provided Junji and his Furious Five the opportunity to finally strike down Shifu's students. The five were finally defeated by the new Furious Five, and without Shifu present, Junji declared himself once more the Jade Palace's true master. When Po returned to the Jade Palace after he believed he was unable to bring Shifu back, he got a beatdown by Junji's loyal snow leopards until the real Master Oogway seemed to appear.
But I'm not a disgrace to the name of Oogway.
Luckily, he's not here to see this.
For a moment, it seemed as though Oogway was finally coming to provide praise, love, and honor to Junji in a way he never experienced during Oogway's life. Junji hoped his claims of wanting to quote-unquote restore the Jade Palace would give him the recognition he always wanted, but the moment was actually just a distraction by Shifu himself, proving that he had not deserted the Jade Palace and Junji could not destroy Shifu's spirit. With the Dragon Warrior and Master Shifu present again in the fight against Junji and the new Furious Five, the treacherous Masters were defeated again, but Junji had many more plots ahead of him. At one point, he tried to force Po into an arranged marriage with a goat named Lu Shi, which Mr. Peng had set up when Po was just a baby. You see, if Po would have married that girl, at that time he would have been forced to relinquish his title as the Dragon Warrior. With Po out of the battle for the Jade Palace, Junji hoped that his time would finally come to take control for himself, but eventually his plot was exposed and he was defeated again along with his Furious Five. Later on, Junji and his Furious Five began to focus less on the Jade Palace and their plots, and instead they began to search for riches. By threatening Shifu's ex, Mei Ling, he forced her to answer to the debt she owed him. Mei Ling was tasked to steal the Crown of Heaven on Junji's behalf. In hopes of keeping her safe, though, Shifu stepped in to help her take the crown. But behind Junji and Shifu's back, Mei Ling took the fall for the robbery to make sure Junji was unable to secure the valuable relic and to ensure Shifu's honor remained untarnished. Eventually, Junji became so tired and angry by his failures and the mistakes of his Furious Five that he left them behind in Shorgam Prison and returned to the Valley of Peace not to rule it, but to completely annihilate it. This time, he hoped to pick off the Furious Five one by one to allow him to eliminate the Dragon Warrior once and for all. Only then, without any masters from the Jade Palace remaining, would Junji completely destroy the Valley of Peace. Sure, the Furious Five and Shifu did become divided, but when Po and the village needed their help, they were there to stop Master Junji once more. The new Furious Five was born out of the corrupted mind of a jealous and angry Kung Fu master. They were raised to be absolutely dangerous and completely faithful to their teacher, but unfortunately their devotion led to their downfall. While their master and father figure plotted for the destruction of his enemies, his Furious Five were used just as pawns. They were repeatedly beat down, imprisoned, and eventually they were even abandoned. An entire army of accomplished snow leopard Kung Fu masters was built only to be tossed aside by the deranged mind of an ungrateful and arrogant Master Junji. But what do you think of the new Furious Five? Were they victims of Junji, or did they deserve the fate they received? To learn about the previous Furious Five that Master Junji was excluded from, I've linked that video in the description down below. And finally, thank you for watching, stay legendary, and have a magical day.